appreciate you, you know, Bronx, because I literally was doing this whole story, and I couldn't get it. All right, cool. So, but y'all, hopefully y'all get the point. Hopefully y'all get the point. For YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, you know the way you create success, happens all the same way. There is no different. You know what I'm saying? Play the intro again. All right, let's play the intro again. One more time. My fault.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
more. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
All right, so welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And so so here's the deal, right? Look, Rescue Ready Roadside, YouTube checking salute, your sportiness salute. You know, I can feel the blessing on the way. And so my bad, your ill flow, peace. Yo, my bad, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. You know, I already started the show, but I forgot to hit broadcast on the broadcast side. So I was already talking to IG for like a half an hour. So my bad, because, you know, I can't stay on longer than a half an hour. So I'm not going to give y'all a full hour today. But for IG, just so you know, I'm simulcasting. And so as I'm talking to y'all, you know, we got the YouTube on the screen, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and so this is an actual podcast. So if you don't know, if you ever miss it, you can actually subscribe to it on Apple, Spotify, wherever you do your podcasting. And yeah, you could go there. So my bad, y'all. I was going in though too. I had this great example about success. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go long because a lot of this stuff, you know, a lot of it is off the top. Like, I don't write this stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I really can't I can't really regurgitate what I said already. It was good though, too. It was good. But you know, the moral of the story is this, right? Or I started out saying this. When you are learning how to ride a bike, right? And I led with the daily aspiration. When you are learning how to ride a bike, what happens is, right? When you learn how to ride a bike, you get on the bike, right? You fall a couple of times, you get back on, you keep trying. And then eventually you get it. Even if you stop trying to ride the bike for whatever reasons and you forget how to ride a bike, once you get back on, your muscle memory is going to say, oh, this is how you ride a bike. You know what I'm saying? And so the problem with success for a lot of us, right? The problem with success for a lot of us is that we are attributing levels to success, right? We are attributing levels to success. And because we are attributing levels to success, we lack confidence in going after the things that we subscribe as big things opposed to small things. So let me give you an example. If you attract, you know, a job, let's say, the reason why you attracted that job was because you were intentional about that job. You were confident that you can perform the duties that they're looking for in that job. And you did not second guess yourself. You just went in there. Yeah, you might've been a little nervous during the interview or whatever the case may be. But if it's a job that you truly know that you could, you can do, you go in there with confidence. And most times that confidence is gonna get you you know, that job. Well, the same thing is for a business deal. The same thing is for a million-dollar deal. All of it works the same, right? All of it works the same. If there is no big or small, right? If you were sitting right now with somebody who was trying to, you know, pitch, or you were trying to pitch to them to buy a $10 product, you would be going there with confidence. You would say, yo, here's this $10 product. Yo, I'm confident that this is going to change your life. Give me $10, right? And then if you were sitting down with somebody with a $1 billion product, you probably will go in with less confidence, not that you don't have a $1 billion product, it's that you don't believe you have a $1 billion product, right? You don't have the confidence that you have a $1 billion product, or even a $1 million product, or even a six-figure product, right? And so because you don't have the confidence, you don't go in there commanding it. You don't go in there asking about it, right? You know, I was watching, I was in Myron Golden's, you know, five-day challenge. And Myron said something that was so on point. Myron talked about, creating the bigger offer first, right? Creating a bigger offer first. Don't start with the lower offer, right? Because even a lot of us, because we've never sold anything for four figures, we never sold anything for five figures, we never sold anything for six figures, right? Because we never did that, right? Because we never did that, we don't have the confidence. And so we go in and we like, nah, nobody gonna pay me five figures for this. Nobody gonna pay me six figures for this. And I'll be 100% honest with you. I had a corporation give me six figures for 4 hours of my time, right? Six figures. It was six figures for 4 hours of my time. And at that moment, I said, yo, oh, nah. I can't do one-on-ones for 1500 no more. Right? I can't do a one-on-one for 1500. Right? Like I can't go and talk to somebody and do a one-on-one for 1500 when I know that there are people, organizations, and people want to give me five figures for my time. Right? And so that confidence level peaked up. I don't feel no way, right? The first time I had a corporation give me $10,000 for an hour virtual Zoom, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, $10,000 for a virtual Zoom. I'm like, oh, if I go on stage, I can't charge $10,000 for a keynote. If I know somebody's willing to pay me $10,000 for a virtual conference. So what am I saying? Is that you got shoot your shot. You know what I'm saying? You got to know your worth. And sometimes the only reason you're not charging your worth, the only reason you're not getting your worth is because you didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for it, right? You have not because you asked not. You know what I'm saying? You have not because you asked not. And the first time somebody paid, look, I'm going to tell you, the first time somebody paid me $10,000 for a virtual conference, I asked for it. That is it. I asked for it. You know what I'm saying? I asked for it. I was like, they came to me. They said, yo, how much do you charge for this? And because I'll be honest though, because it was a big corporation, I said they got it, right? Because it was a big corporation, I said they got it, and so I asked for it. But then the next time around, it was a smaller corporation, but I couldn't go back, and so I got it too, right? And so it's your thinking, you know what I'm saying? It's your thinking. You don't think you're worth it. You know what I'm saying? You don't think you're worth it. You think you got to prove yourself. right? You think that, you know what I'm saying, you got to work your way up when you should be working your way down. Stop working your way up. Work your way down. And what do I mean by working your way down? I mean that start with your premium, right? Start with your premium and then get somebody to pay you that. Right? Start with your premium. Get somebody to give you five figures, six figures, seven figures for something. Right? Create a set. That's what I'm going to do. Right? I'm working on my seven-figure offer right now. I'm working on one seven-figure offer. Right? I was talking to Ramaya yesterday. And he's like, yo, bro, what we got to do, man? We hitting multiple seven figures next year. I said, facts. What we got to do? And then my mind start racing. Like, all right, what we got to do? Okay. And so I said, yo, I don't have a seven-figure offer. I got a six-figure offer, right? Like reserve, I pick and choose. I got a six-figure offer, but I don't got no seven-figure offer. So now I'm going to create a seven-figure offer. And all I need is one, right? I got to keep pitching it. And all I need is one person to say yes, right? And so that's my goal. For next year, in God's will, I'm going to get one person to say yes to my seven-figure deal. And you know what's going to happen, right? Is that once I get that, you know what I'm saying? Once I get that seven-figure deal, I get somebody to say yes for that seven-figure deal, now all six-figure deals are light work to me, right? Five-figure deals is no big deal to me because I already know I could get them. You know what I'm saying? And so we got to get to the point where we are increasing our ceiling. Fast shout to my sis Tony, right? So I was watching one of Tony's videos this morning, and she was talking about setting a goal so low, right? She was like, yo, I set a goal low, and I reached that goal, right? I set the goal low, and I reached the goal. And then once I reached the goal, I was like, yo, is that it? And so it's like, yo, nah, I got to set the goals higher and keep setting them higher and higher and higher. So that way, when I reach the goal, right? When I reach the goal, I could keep going. But I want to add something to that, right? Because, you know, I interviewed Derek Harper, and Brother Derek Harper said, the momentum is going to take, right? The momentum is going to take to push through the smaller stuff to get to the bigger stuff is why you should set it so high. You still set it more, right? Because the goal for me ultimately is to build a multi-billion dollar business. That's the goal, right? And so for me, even after I hit the 10 million mark, the 20 million mark, the 100 million mark, right? It's still not going to stop. It's now who do I have to become? Right? Who do I have to become to now create this billion-dollar business? Because I'm not that person right now, right? I'm not that person right now, right? I'm the person that can build a multi-million-dollar business. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm the person that could build $100 million business. You know what I'm saying? So who do I have to become to get to that Billy, right? But what happens though, if your goal is six figures, then up that goal to a million. Because in you working to get to that million, you'll push through six figures very easy, right? And so a lot of us in our business, in our life, in everything that we're doing, we have not because we ask not. We need to start asking with the expectation. Start asking with the confidence, right?
Listen, getting successful, whatever you consider successful, if it's rich, whatever, it's not a magic trick.
It's not a magic trick, y'all.
It's not God picks certain people he'll make rich and certain people he don't.
Yep.
He gives all of us as his children the power of choice.
Yep.
You have a say-so in that. You can decide to be rich.
You can decide. Make a decision.
It's highly doable.
It's highly doable.
But you first have to think. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. But you got to change, though. If you keep doing,
if you keep
what
doing,
you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things.
You got
to
change some
things. You have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter what your children think.
It don't matter.
They have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
This decision is yours and yours alone. You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way.
Yo, expect great things to
and
come your way.
That's how it works. Now, let me teach it to you. You grab your remote. You press the power button. What do you expect to happen? You expect the TV to come on. Guess what? It come on. If you want to see SportsCenter channel 46, and you press 46 and OK or select, what do you expect to come on your TV? SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And guess what show up? SportsCenter. See, God is tied to all of this. You better understand what I'm trying to tell you. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh.
As he thinketh.
God created us in his image.
Yep.
God thought of this world. He thought of it. So he created it. So he made you just like him, that your thoughts can create things. There is a scripture, Habakkuk 2 and 2.
It says, write the vision
and make it plain, so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it
tarry
means take a long
time. Even though it tarry, take a long time. Wait for it.
Surely it will come at an appointed time. That's the trick. But the appointed time is what throw people off. Because most of you, when you ask God for something, he sends it. He ships it immediately. Soon as you ask him something, you really believe he'll do it, he boxes it up and he ships it to you immediately. The problem with the package is he never gives you the date that the package is going to arrive. It would destroy the requirement he has of all of us, which is faith. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. So if you ask God for $1 million, he sent a million as soon as you asked for it. But it's going to come at an appointed time. The problem is people stop waiting on the package. Then when it gets to you, because he delivers only to Faith Street, when he delivers to you on Faith Street, but you done stepped off of Faith Street, you over here on I Don't See How Circle, he don't ship that. Instead of staying on Faith Street, you done stepped over here to I Don't Believe It Boulevard.
I Don't Believe It Boulevard.
Or It Took Too Long Avenue.
It Took Too Long Avenue.
When the package come to Faith Street, it's just like the post office and FedEx. If you ain't there to receive it, it got to go back. That's how it works, man.
Real men get it done. You know, you know.
This belongs to you.
This belongs to you. Appreciate you, Tony.
This is yours.
Yep.
You're the captain.
You're the captain.
You're the master.
Mm-hmm.
You're the foreman.
Mm-hmm.
You're the general.
Mm-hmm.
You're the head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give control of this to nobody.
Don't give control of
negativity,
this to nobody.
You can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people. Negative thoughts.
Yep.
You can coat your mind from negativity. It's a real simple exercise to do. I do it every morning before I walk out the door. So I walk out as a positive person. You know, I get tired sometimes. That's different from being negative, because I get mentally drained from my job at times. But to coat your mind from negativity, the way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing: gratitude.
Gratitude, y'all.
Gratitude erases negativity. I'm gonna show you how this works. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm tripping, I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel, in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop, just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want, everything you already have.
Yeah.
Because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk,
that's a blessing.
The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go and turn the key and call someplace home, that's another blessing.
Another blessing.
The ability to dream is a blessing. The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing. The fact that you're beautiful, that's another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing. And I'm just talking to you, I don't even know you. I could give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.
And so here's the deal, right? It's really about your asking. You know what I'm saying? Like I need you, right? I need you to do this, right? I need you to ask, right? I need you to ask. I need you to know that. I need you to ask with expectation, right? I need you to know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing. The thing is that because we're asking, right? We're asking, and then some of the things we're asking, we don't even believe that we can get it. Right? We don't even believe it. And so if you don't believe it, might as well, right? You might as well ask at a higher level. Because the moment I was able to get five figures for an hour of my time, I'm not afraid to ask for five figures for an hour of my time. The moment I got it. I asked for it before I even got it. I remember the first time I said my keynote speeches was $10,000. The most I had got paid for a keynote was probably like $3,000 or something like that, right? So the most I ever got paid for a keynote speech was $3,000. So I said, yo, I'm going to do $10,000. Right, I was hearing all my friends talk about how much they get. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do $10,000. I'm gonna do a keynote speech for $10,000. And I just started asking. I started asking. I believe I could. Some people said no. You know, some people said no. But their no, here's the other thing. Their no did not change. Right, their no didn't change my belief system. That's what's happening. A lot of us are asking for things, and guess what? We asking the wrong people, and when the wrong people say no, we take that as truth, and now we start to dumb down what our true value is. We start to dumb down what our true value is because we asking the wrong people. You asking somebody who shop at Dollar Tree to buy your Louis Vuitton. Right, you got Louis Vuitton and Gucci quality items, and you asking somebody that could only afford Dollar Tree. No disrespect, but that's who you asking, and because they saying no, right? They get sticker shock. You go to somebody that could afford Dollar Tree, and you say, "Yo, this belt is $300 for a belt. Oh my God, get out of here!" And so you say, maybe this belt is not worth $300 because everybody I keep asking keeps saying no. Nah, know your worth. You know what I'm saying? You got to ask, believe, and then you receive it. Talk to him, Jim. Talk to him, Jim. Talk to him, Jim. Jim Rohn, let's go.
You get whatever you want. Here's what it says if you're ready. It says, ask. That's it. End of notes.
End of notes. Ask. Just ask.
If there's one art in life to learn extremely well, that's got to be one of them. The art of asking.
The art of asking.
What does ask mean? Ask me. What do you want? And the formula is staggering. It says ask and what? A guy ought to look into that. See, you've got to be better than a good worker. You've got to be a good asker.
You got to be a good asker.
Now, let me give you three key points on asking and receiving. This can do it. Number one, asking is the beginning of receiving. Asking starts a unique process, mental and emotional. I don't even know how it works. All I know is it works. It's like pushing a button and all this machinery starts working. I don't know how. It just works. There's a lot of things you don't need to know how. Just work them. Some people are always studying the roots. Others are picking the fruit. I mean, it depends on what end of it you want in on. Asking is the beginning of receiving, so start the process. Here's number two. Receiving is not the problem. Receiving is automatic.
Receiving is automatic.
True. Receiving is not the problem. What's the problem? Failure to ask.
Failure to ask.
Might be one of your major problems. I don't know. Check it out. The guy says, oh, now I see it. I got up last year and hit it every day, but there's not a scrap of paper with my goal. Good work. Poor ass. So you got to change. Here's number three. Receiving is like the ocean.
Receiving is like an ocean.
Success is not in short supply.
It's not in short supply.
It isn't rationed. And you stepped up to the window and it was all gone. No, no, no. It's like an ocean here. Now, if that's true, what's the problem? Well, some people go to the ocean with a teaspoon.
Wait, hold
on.
You
got the picture?
Hold on. Let me just stop that real quick. Just so y'all, I don't want y'all to miss that. Success is like the ocean. It's a bar right here. Success is like the ocean, right? What does that mean? That means that the ocean can never end, right? Success is not in short supply. If you see somebody over here doing something, it doesn't mean that they're the last person that's going to do it. Success is not in short supply, right? Success is like the ocean. But what happens, though, is that if you go to the ocean, right? If you go to the ocean with this, right? If you say, yo, I want success, and you go in with this, you say, yo, I want success. I'm going to scoop up success, right? I'm going to scoop up a success with this little bottle cap, right? This little bottle cap. Let me scoop up success. That's why you get a little bit of success. You got a little bit of success because you asking for a little bit of success. You're not upping, like you going there with a little, right? What if you came with a bigger top? You won't get the bigger top. Man, I wish I had a bucket. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had a bucket because this example would be better. You know what I'm saying? You go to the ocean with a bottle cap, you're gonna get a bottle cap. That's your ask. You go with a top, you won't get a top. That's your ask. I ain't got a bucket around. But if you went with a bucket, you're gonna get a bucket. All right. Back to our regular schedule program.
See, what you want to do in view of the size of the ocean is trade your teaspoon for at least a bucket. And you'll look better down at the point.
Come with a bucket.
Kids won't make fun of you, right? Okay. Now, there's two ways to ask. Two ways. Here's number one. Ask with intelligence. It didn't say ask intelligently, but I'm sure it meant that. Don't mumble. You don't get anything by mumbling. Be clear. Be specific. Intelligent asking means how wide, how high, how soon, when, what size, what color, how much. Define what you want and describe what you want.
Define it.
That's powerful. Goals become like a magnet. They pull you that direction. And the better you describe them, the more they pull. So ask intelligently. Here's number two. Ask with faith. That's the childish part of the equation. Believe you can get what you want like a child. Not an adult. Adults are too skeptical. So the formula really reads, make plans like an adult and believe in them like a child.
Yep.
And the most incredible things will happen. Just try it for 90 days. Just try it. You can always go back to the old ways. Just try it. Just 90 days. 90 days. Now, here's the last qualifying phrase on goal setting, as we promised to qualify everything. And it simply goes like this. Remember, you won't get everything you want. And we've already studied the reason for that. Simply, sometimes it hails on your crop and rains on your parade. It's that kind of planet. So you won't get everything you want. But if you will work this goal-setting formula, you can get plenty for wealth and happiness. Now, let me give you a little simple formula for goal-setting. And maybe this will be helpful. First of all, I've divided goals into two parts. First is long-range goals. That's your dreams. Your dreams for the next 3, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Actually, the rest of your life. Your dreams. You've got to keep dreaming. Your better future is a dream for yourself and for your family. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want to see? You've got to dream dreams. There's a Bible phrase that says, without dreams and visions, people perish. You've got to have something to go for that inspires the heart and the soul. Dream from the children of Sanchez.
DP Gita, let's talk about that.
Take the crumbs from starving soldiers. They won't die.
They won't
die. Take the bread from hungry children. They won't cry. But without dreams, we all will die.
Without dreams, we all will die.
You've got to dream. Don't lose your dream. For yourself, for your future.
Hold on, look. Let me just say this real quick, right? Because DP Jeter just typed something, and I wanna address this. Hey, yo, honestly, I ain't even trying to be mean about it, but give it to God. I personally, that's the answer, but that's not. When people are in that space, just because I've been in this space before, give it to God is not the answer. And let me explain. And so DP Jeter says, I'm having a hard time believing and keeping my hope alive. So many challenges around me lately. I hate being in this place, right? And what I want to say about that is that I believe 100%. That challenges are the advantage, right? You know what I'm saying? Challenges are the advantage. That I don't look at having a lot of challenges anymore, me personally. I don't look at having challenges anymore as a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. The reason, right? The reason I say that, and the reason why I say give it to God is not the answer, because God already gave it to you. Right? God already gave it to you. God already gave it to you. God already told you that you were the chosen one, because God gave you the struggle. Let me explain. Right? Let me explain. I always use the 50 Cent, you know, quote. You know, joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain, right? You can't build strength if you started off with no struggle, right? Struggle, God gave you that struggle, right? God gave you the struggle, and the only thing that allows that struggle for you to come on the other side of that struggle is to not give up. If you give up, then that's how you don't grow from the struggle, right? And so what happens is God, right? God gave it to you already. So you can't give God back what God gave you, right? You can't give God back what God gave you. My power comes from my darkest time. While I was going through my dark time, I promise you, I ain't want to hear what I'm telling you right now. I promise you, I ain't wanna hear that. What? I don't wanna hear this ish. I'm my face with that bolt. That's what I was in my dark time. But now that I didn't give up and I got to the other side of my dark time, oh, I'm happy that the dark time happened. I needed it to happen. Right? Yo, I'm 10 toes down, unshakable right now. That would not happen, though. That would have not happened if I didn't go through it. And so, no, don't give it to God, because God gave it to you. Right? No backsies. Y'all remember that back in the day? No backsies? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's a New York thing. Right? You can't give it back to God because God gave it to you. And so I would just say, right? I would just say you got to keep pushing. Right? You gotta look at the challenges. Right? You got to look at the challenges. What do the challenges have in common? Right? What do the challenges have in common? Because when you start asking yourself, what do the challenges have in common? There is a lesson. There is a message God is trying to tell you. God is trying to tell you, yo, I need you to get stronger right here. It is a great thing that you're at the brink. If you're at the brink, if you're like, yo, I don't know what to do. Yes. Rejoice. Be happy with that, right? Be happy that you're at the brink. Because if you're at the brink, that means God is saying, look, I need you to get stronger right here. This thing about to break you. And I need my soldiers on the battlefield. I need my soldiers on the battlefield strong, right? Like my dark time almost broke me. I talk about almost broke me, everything, shattered everything, almost took everything away, everything. Everything I cared about, my dark time almost shattered all of that. But I got through it better than ever, 10 toes down, unshakable, right? And had I allowed it to break me, a couple of things, God would have knew I'm not the one. Had I allowed that dark time to break me, God would have knew that I wasn't the one. God would have knew that I didn't trust him. God would have knew that I didn't really believe. God would have known. Right? God would have known. God would have said, let me see what my guy can handle. Because I need my guy to be able to, I need him to help other people. And so if I give him this challenge and he doesn't pass this test, then I can't use him. I'm going to use somebody else. I can't use him. He gonna buckle to this? I can't use him. So it's time to soldier up.
You cannot be a believer.
We're going to end with this. We're going to end with this. This is for you. Congratulations.
And want to change.
Congratulations!
Are you committed?
Let's all salute.
Because without commitment,
let's all salute.
Nothing happens.
You got to be committed.
If you don't,
DP Jeter, congratulations.
You learn to get every area.
Hey, yo, hold on. Congratulations, God. Look, not everybody's chosen though. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, yo, if you going through a dark time, hey, yo. Not everybody chosen. Not everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, not everybody chosen. Some people just chilling. Yo, some people just chilling and they're not strong. They ain't go through nothing. How they gonna build up? How they gonna become a butterfly if they ain't never had to go through the pain of what a caterpillar goes through to break out of the chrysalis? So congratulations. God chose you. God chose you.
You cannot be a believer.
Soldier up, let's go.
Until you see your whole life and the misery thereof and want to change it. Are you committed? Because without commitment, nothing happens. If you don't learn to give like you learn to get, every area that there is not reciprocity, it will die.
Yep.
Reciprocity. What do you give back for what you get? If you're not committed, you're not going to make it.
Yep, you're not going to make it.
Even the ones with the personalities you don't like. You have to be committed.
You got to be committed. Yo, it's time to soldier up like never before. Yep. Coming with a vengeance.
Through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment, you have to believe in the we and the us,
yep.
And not the me and the you. Or you're not going to make it.
You're not going to make it.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
It's not a feeling. Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, come hell or high water, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up, and you continue to fight on,
yep.
No matter the circumstance.
No matter the circumstance.
After a while, something begins to return.
Yup. I'm coming with a vengeance.
Anytime you need something that you can't give to yourself, you're at the mercy of somebody else. And when they don't come through, you got pain. And what you become is the consequences of what you didn't get. It's an urge. It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream.
Don't you give up.
I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on
your dream. Don't you give up.
Do it.
Don't you do it.
Do it.
Don't you do it.
It may take you twice as long.
Yep.
You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit.
Don't you quit. Guess what? I'm coming with a vengeance.
Don't you quit.
Don't you quit. You do make a difference.
You do make a difference.
Yup.
You do make a difference.
You do make a difference.
As weak as you are.
As weak as you are.
As you are. As many mistakes as you made. You do make a difference.
You make a difference.
There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. I don't care if you don't have the money.
I don't care.
You don't have the help. And you don't have the family for it. And you don't have the background for it. And you don't have any friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Yep.
Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference.
You do make a difference. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCashShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Y'all, I appreciate y'all. Keep going. Don't stop. You do make a difference. Somebody out there is waiting for you. They're waiting for you to keep being the best you that you could possibly be. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Peace.
I'm talking about wealth, wealth, wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Ash Cash Show.
Baby, I got your money.